Tara, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be on today talking about the Killarney Oaks.
Ah, fantastic. I'm delighted to have you here. So yes, absolutely. You're part of the team at the Killarney Oaks Hotel. So tell us a small bit about how business has been going for you recently.
It's been fantastic. So I'm the wedding coordinator at Killarney Oaks, but the Killarney Oaks is special for so many people. It's a family-run hotel. It's owned by Valerie and Eamon Courtney, but you can really feel the family aspect of it. We're so lucky. We have a long-standing, loyal team at the hotel. Our reservations manager, Deirdre, has been with us for 26 years. Our head chef has been for 24 years. So it just stands for the hotel and how we run it.
Absolutely, that's fantastic to hear. And I know many of our listeners as well, Tara, will know the Killarney Oaks Hotel as well, because you are very popular as a wedding venue. So I think, why, I suppose, do you think that that is the case, or what do you offer, I suppose, that makes you stand out maybe, and that makes people inclined to book with you for their wedding and their special day?
We are so popular for the weddings for all over Cork, Kerry, Limerick, and it's because we do everything in the hotel for our couples. The couples love that it feels stylish. Everything's done for them in the one area, between civil ceremony, drinks for reception. The whole room is absolutely stunning, and we're continuously evolving and doing new things in the hotel to make us stand out from others. Between our arrival reception, our stunning light drop behind the hot table, and even the choice of chairs, we have new chairs now, and it just takes the stress away from all the couples.
Fantastic. And that's exactly what you want as well when you are booking your big day, because there's so much to think about.
100%. It takes the pressure off them, because when couples walk in, they can feel the calm. And that's exactly what they want when they're planning their wedding.
Absolutely. It certainly is. You spoke there about civil ceremonies. Is that something that you're noticing a little bit more now, that maybe some couples are moving away from the church wedding settings maybe and moving towards having the ceremony as well as the reception all done at the one venue in the hotel?
It is. The church is still very popular, but civil ceremonies, it is creeping in more and more, which is great. It's lovely to have everything in the one area. So we get a lot of Cork weddings especially. So they're in the hotel all day, which is lovely. There's no travelling. They can drop their bags and then just relax, enjoy, and there's no stress.
And Tara, does it add to your own work, I suppose, then, in terms from the business point of view, in terms of what you're offering, I suppose, and what needs to be done in advance of a wedding if they're having the ceremony at the hotel as well?
100%. Like, we do it all. If we have an outdoor area and we have an indoor area, depending on the weather, we'd have to see on the day. But we do it all set up so the couples don't have to worry about anything between the flowers, the altar, everything is done for them.
Fantastic. And it sounds like, from what you're saying as well, that not only do you get couples from Kerry, but people are willing to travel to Killarney and travel to the likes of yourselves as well to get the destination of their dreams, because it is such a special day. And it's great to see that people are willing to make that trip down to you.
It is 100%. To be honest, it's mostly Cork weddings. Cork and Kerry would be the main ones. A few from Limerick as well, but it's mostly Cork, which is great to see. I'm a Corker myself, so it's great to see them all coming down. But no, it's a pleasure.
And tell me, in terms of the wedding industry itself, we'll say, has it changed much in the last 10 years or so?
Yes. Like, for the weddings, people are going all out, especially from COVID. They were looking at all these ideas. People just want to do the wedding day as they want, and they're coming up with all these ideas now between the 360 and everything, but we're delighted to help the couples as much as we can with all that.
And I know as well, obviously, at the Killarney Oaks Hotel as well, you offer more than just weddings. There's lots of other, I suppose, aspects to the business as well. Tell me, I suppose, what you're kind of doing at the moment, I suppose, or what you can offer to people if they're listening and they're considering you for a venue.
We do a lot of private functions as well, between birthday parties, christenings, you name it. We look after all that. We have a little private room for smaller numbers, or we have our ballroom for the bigger numbers as well. And we do a lot of tours as well, the midweek as well. So there's always something happening.
There certainly is. And I suppose, looking maybe to last summer, I suppose, and the last tourist season that we would have had, how was that for you at the Oaks?
We've been very busy now, which is great. 100%. It's been fantastic. And this year is looking to be busier again. So it's brilliant. We're delighted with it.
Oh, fantastic. That's great to hear. And is it a case of, we'll say, outside of the weddings, just people travelling, you know, I suppose, and staying with you as part of their holiday, for example, are they travelling kind of from all over? Is it US maybe, or is it kind of domestic as well, or is it mixture maybe?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, a mixture, to be honest. Like, we have a few American weddings coming up, which is great. But you'll see Americans, you'll see all the tourists coming in, but you'll see from everywhere as well. And we get a lot of regular guests as well coming in for bar food. Our bar food would be a huge focus for the hotel, which is great.
It sounds like it is. It's lovely. And there's so much to think about as well. I know you have all your different areas, and obviously you mentioned at the start that you're the wedding coordinator, so you know that everyone has their own place, I suppose. But it sounds like it's a lovely industry to be in, I suppose, because not only are you working with people for their special day, but obviously you have people coming in for the likes of the food, you know, the regulars maybe coming in. It sounds like there's a lovely atmosphere at the hotel, and it's a lovely job to have by the sounds of things.
It really is. And it's lovely to see the regulars coming in. We can have the little jokes with them. We have a bit of fun. But it is fantastic.
And I know obviously the Clarny Oaks Hotel as well, you won the best dress stand at the Kerry Wedding Show recently as well, which was a lovely accolade obviously to get. Tell me
100%.
How
we were delighted.
Tell me how beneficial is an event like that for you, I suppose, as you're looking maybe, you know, to book business ahead, maybe, because I imagine people are probably looking to next year and the year after now at this stage.
Yeah, it's fantastic, to be honest. Like that show, like that is so important to us, especially when it's so close to the hotel. But you'd meet so many couples, even future bride and grooms, you'll meet them, have a little chat with them. And because we're so close, we have our room set up as well. So the couples get to go down and experience it all between the drinks reception and our room as well. So it's fantastic for us, and we really appreciate that award.
Oh, brilliant. And in terms of people that are booking, I suppose, their weddings in particular, how far ahead must you book, I suppose, now to make sure, I suppose, you get your venue on the date maybe that you're hoping to have the wedding on?
It really depends on the couple. I've couples still booking for this year. I've had bookings for next year. I've even had couples looking for 2030, which is a bit far, but we're open till 2028 at the moment.
Brilliant. It's great to see the people are so organised, but there's a lot, I suppose, to take in. But it's good to see that they're, I suppose, they're looking ahead and that they are looking at yourselves and being organised to make
100%.
Sure they get that venue.
And it is about being organised, especially when couples are looking for certain venues, bands, photographers. They need to think ahead, especially for busier months and everything. But yeah, it's great to see all the bookings coming in.
And Tara, you mentioned earlier that, you know, they are quite busy with bookings, I suppose, for, you know, this period and into the tourist season as well. It's probably exciting for you, I suppose, because I know it kind of typically kicks off, I think, around St. Patrick's Day. Officially is kind of when we kind of start to see the tourists coming and going. But there's probably a lot of preparation for you to do in advance.
100%. Well, our weddings are actually kicking off from this weekend. We have two weddings this weekend, and then from then on, it is very busy. And then tours are starting, as you said, from Paddy's weekend onwards. So there's always a lot to plan for between menus and everything. It's good fun.
Brilliant. And just before you finish up, it sounds like you're quite optimistic for the year ahead, that they will be a busy one in terms of the weddings, as you mentioned, but also in terms of tourists and people visiting the Oaks.
Definitely. No, there's a lot of tours booked in for the year, so which is great. It's great to see all the tourists coming to Killarney again. So yeah, it's fantastic. It's great.
And if anyone wants to find out more about what you do at the Oaks, I suppose, or what you have to offer, can they just ring you, or is the website the best place to go first?
100%. They can ring or go onto the website. Our email address is, everything is on it, or we're on Instagram as well.
Brilliant. Well, Tara, it sounds like you're doing a great job there as well, and continued success. But thank you so much for talking to me this evening.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.